Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen Dudley to my friends and family, F&F, friends and family. It could be PH and PH, right? Friends and family. Did you ever spell friends? PHRIENDS?
Not friends. My rap career ended a few years ago. Booyah.
All right, Jennifer Horn, Roberto Fasanelli here with me on Good Day, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. This is the anniversary of the crew of Apollo 11. This will be a great quickie quiz. Who were the three members of the Apollo 11 crew? Is this too old because it happened in 1969? Think anybody remembers these guys? They're all household names, wouldn't you think? If we're doing a good job teaching people. Yeah, but in school, this should be something that is a historical fact, should be part of how we're educating our youngsters. We do such a great job with all those great programs, No Child Left Behind. All children will be left behind.
which is actually getting changed right
yes,
now.
Yes, today.
As we speak.
Yes. Well, I don't think they're there yet. Do you think they're in their offices? What time do you think senators and congressmen show up in their offices?
I think they come in...
No, this is good.
I'm sorry. I'm saying, what are they doing with No Child Left Behind?
They're changing it to give more power back to the states.
I'd imagine that they come in early so that they can take a 3-martini lunch.
Really?
And then leave early.
Uh-huh. You know, I will say when they are in office, they are there
all day, every day.
Uh-huh. They are there from 7 in the morning till 8 or 10 at night.
Making those deals.
And then they're out on Friday, man.
Gonzo.
Gone.
All right, so anyway, the crew of Apollo 11 was Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin, known as Buzz, and Michael Collins. They left Cape Kennedy, first manned mission to go to the surface of the moon. This date, 1969. What are we celebrating today from that same era, or not era, but the same ilk? The pictures coming back from Pluto that are nothing short of amazing. And if you don't think the money that is spent on this program is worthwhile, take a look at these pictures and understand what we now know more about not only Pluto, but our solar system, how things work. That's the benefit of this. Plus, if nothing else, the national pride that comes from us being able to put together the brain power to figure out how to shoot that thing off 9.5 years ago, to predict that on July 14th, 2015, at 7:49 in the morning, this thing is going to start its orbit around Pluto taking pictures, and to have that come out to the second is an amazing feat that we do not give ourselves enough credit for.
I haven't heard anyway.
What?
Where's it at now? Is it just going to keep going?
Yes.
Pluto?
Yes. Yes. Just gone.
Yep. So it's just
keep going.
Got a mission.
At what point do we lose contact? Have we already lost contact with
No.
it? Like, how far can this thing go all the way to the edge of our solar system?
It already is at the edge of our solar system. It's there by definition. Pluto, there are a couple of more planets that are a little further.
That's not the edge of the solar system.
Yeah,
right?
Well, there's a couple of more bits of space trash.
What happens then?
They estimate that it will keep going for about another 15 years.
At what point do we lose contact with it, and at what point does it hit the end of our solar system and go into another one?
I guess when it does, right?
Yeah, I don't know how you would put a Well, somebody's probably figured that out, though, Richie. And that's a very interesting. Let's stop on that for a second.
I want to go to the next solar system.
Understanding
the data from it,
where the next solar system is. You understand how complicated the system is? This is your brain blows up when you think about how complex the system of organized planetary is, and to think about a power that is far greater than ours that has sort of figured this out, something we'll never be able to understand. But Richie brings up such a great point. How many stars there are like our sun in the galaxy known as the Milky Way, which is one of the smaller galaxies, and yet it has millions of suns, and there are millions of these galaxies going beyond what you could ever possibly comprehend in terms of, you know, how many planets to the nth degree are there out there. It just is amazing for you to let your mind go, and it's a good exercise at this point when you see something like this New Horizons that's gone out there, and what it can bring back to show us about how infinitesimal we are as a planet, as a species. Yet we think everything about us is so important, and it's not. It really isn't. Yet we mire ourselves, the muck and mire of where we are today on the planet. Think about what is going on, what the possibilities are of what's way out there. And that's what Richie is basically saying. In the next solar system, where is it? Is it like parked? Is it like when you double park on Rodeo Drive? Is that next? Is it right next to us? No, it's not. But if it were, we would collide because the gravitational forces that exist would be more than... That's what I'm saying. The order of things is so fundamentally amazing that we don't all bump into each other. I mean, that's part of the... If you look at the Milky Way and see the complexity of the solar systems, how is it that we don't all just crash into each other? How does that happen? We're going through space. We don't even understand where we are in terms of where we are. Where are we? We know we're sitting on a planet that's going around a sun, but where is that sun headed, and where are the other planets? Wow. We're moving through space in so many different directions. What'd you start to say?
Well, it looks like this thing's got enough nuclear power on it. Most of these things go by solar power.
Yeah.
But because there's not much sunlight out near Pluto,
no,
nuclear powered.
Right.
And it's got enough power to take it well into the 2020s.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen, Richie? It's going to come back to Earth and land in Iran. And they're going to use what's left of it to make a nuclear bomb. Right.
They are now deciding what its next flyby targets will be. So they still, this thing will still be able to send pictures.
Yeah.
And it looks like for a good couple of years.
Yeah. All right. 14 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. How's your heart health? Do you know the facts and stats on operating your heart? We're going to find out from heart cardiologist. Dr. Ken Kronos, who's a cardiologist specializing in your heart, is going to have a medical update for us, plus a story about nitric oxide and why you need it for heart health, up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples Copy and Print, we will match any competitor's quote. Plus, we have 110% price match guarantee. Price match covers items sold by retailers operating stores and online under the same brand or sold and shipped directly by Amazon.com. Orders must be identical, valid through 9/19/15. See store staples.com for details.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish. Remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Now time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to join us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an update on some of the important medical discoveries and information that's published in the journals this week, starting with an overview of secondhand smoke yet again. Now this, it would seem, Ken, that we already know everything there is to know, but we apparently don't.
Well, I wouldn't be talking about it if we did. This is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine just this week, Doug. Each year, nearly 800,000 Americans suffer a stroke. Stroke causes one of every 19 deaths in America, and it's the leading cause of disability in America. The news this week is that exposure to secondhand smoke may increase non-smokers' risk of stroke by nearly one-third, so we're talking about the odds of a brain attack being boosted by 30%.
Wow. Woo. That's amazing. Why in the world is this illegal? Why? How is this legal? How is smoking legal when the impact is so great, not only on the people that smoke, but on the people that are around smokers?
Woof. Exactly.
All right. Antidepressants and painkillers, not necessarily a good combo, right?
Well, more bad news this week for those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, such as Advil and Motrin. Taking these painkillers together with antidepressant drugs, Doug, increases the risk of bleeding into the skull. Both of the drugs interfere with the production of platelets and complicates the body's ability to stop bleeding.
All right, what do you make of the story that I saw about Tylenol and those sorts of things, the fever reducers? The treatise that I read, Ken, suggests that we need not kill the fever because that's the body is trying to get rid of something, and the warmer the body is, the easier it gets rid of it. But we take painkillers or fever reducers, and that slows down the getting rid of whatever the problem is.
Well, there is some to that. The fever is a response to inflammation, which fights the problem, but it's hard to be comfortable, and a lot of that is just to make it bearable as you fight the infection.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So you do want to lower the temperature so it's livable.
Got it. All right, let's talk about July being Heart Health Month. You're a cardiologist here on Good Day. You know the facts. You know how nitric oxide levels as we get older are dropping. American Heart Association says that you need to have an enhancement, and that comes in the form of nitric oxide, and man, we got a delivery system for that.
Exactly, Doug. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in our body. Many foods, they're rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichoke, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our body's super beets. It's a scientifically proven safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Super beets, it's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which will allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right. So if you would like to get onto the Good Day Heart Health Challenge, call 800-655-4183. Take the challenge. You order a regular order of Super Beats. They'll send you Neo 40, which is a product that helps you get charged up faster. Also send you a free book about Beats, saliva testing strips so you know what the status is in your body. Free shipping. Mention Dr. Ken when you call 800-655-4183. The Heart Health Challenge during the month of July. Important stuff for all of you and your family. 800-655-4183. We'll be right back.
and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Level, the theme from Star Wars. John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts says that George Lucas is one of the people that's going to get the honor this year, along with actress Rita Moreno and Cecily Tyson. Also to get an award this year, singer, recording star, and composer. I don't know if you call her a composer. She's a lyricist. Carol King.
And it's too late, baby.
All right, true confession time.
What's that?
I like Carole King.
What's wrong with that?
It's a confession. I didn't like it.
She has goats and on her farm. She has big, these
I
big
won't
hands.
Hold that against her.
No. So does Bruce Springsteen.
Has goats? Yep. Does he have big
well,
hands,
for different
too?
Reasons, though.
You know what?
Go ahead, Richie.
You need to get a new Carole King story.
Okay. But my new Carole King story is that she, at 70-something years old, still is a shiner when it comes to performing. You can see her and the audience reaction to her. She's done a lot of things on her own, touring in the summertime with James Brown. People
not touring
really,
with James Brown.
James Taylor, maybe.
James Taylor, that's
that'd
right.
Be a tour. Tour. Courtney, is he still, he's not buried yet, so maybe she
is. All right, also, getting the call for the award are the Eagles.
You can't hide.
If there is a better, more quintessential American band, I don't know who it is.
NSYNC, probably.
Nah. Kidding? This is not the original song, though, Richie. The original version.
Yeah, it does sound weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not the original version, but it's okay. We still got it.
You know what? We can always do this.
Oh, you got another one there for us to check. Yeah, this is.
Why don't you come to your senses?
This is also, by the way, is musical director Seiji Ozawa, who was known for his years the Boston Symphony Orchestra and other symphonies. He's going to get the Kennedy Center honor as well. Who's that on the flute?
Somebody.
Is that you?
Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. Good one, Kenny. All right, anyway, so this is a pretty diverse group when you compare to past years. Announced yesterday, 6 honorees. Kennedy Center has honored 5 each year. Organizers said they didn't want to pass up the chance to honor any of these artists with the award for influencing American culture. Pretty much just like the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We should get an honor at the Kennedy Center, don't you think? Influencing American culture. We have so many cultured people on this program. Huh?
Totally cultured.
Show they'll do
like
it.
A petri dish. We're so cultured.
The show is December 6th, and then it airs before the end of December, traditionally on CBS. So that's kind of a cool thing. I just think that there's something about the Eagles that is so uniquely American. It's hard to beat them. So that's the story of the Kennedy Center Honors. I thought you might like to have that information. By the way, our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is an animation from NASA showing Pluto through the years, from the earliest photo back in 1930 up to the pictures that are coming from New Horizons that we've been talking about for the last couple of days. It's fascinating. It's worth your time. Only takes a couple of minutes, and I think you'll love the outcome as to what you'll learn about this planet and, again, the space program. That's video of the day at DougSteffen.com. 28 past the hour.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
In the news, heroin use is on the rise. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. When most people talk about heroin addicts, they think of the very poor or the very privileged rich. But according to last week's report from the feds, between 2002 and 2013, heroin use has doubled among women and surged 60% among Americans with household incomes of $50,000 or more. Heroin addiction is now mainstream. In the same period, heroin-related overdose deaths nearly quadrupled. Families affected by this tragedy, whether in eulogies or through social media, are openly stating their loved ones struggled with addiction and sadly lost. Their hope is by doing this, your family won't end up like theirs. So if you or a loved one has a heroin problem, seek help now. If you're a parent, you must be ever vigilant about what your teens are doing and up to. And know this, in a heroin overdose, there is an antidote that saves lives. So call 911. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodwork tile, and more. All for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous pre-finished 3/4-inch solid copper heavy hardwood for $3.29 and more from 99 cents. $2 instant savings on our hottest Bellawood matte finished hardwood floors. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18 months special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Need a tractor for tough jobs? Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Of the matter, if you will, 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasinelli and Jennifer Horn here at my side, so to speak, virtual side. Rich McFadden in Washington, Kenny Kessler in San Diego. Things that are trending at DougSteffen.com today focus on the health and well-being of former President George H.W. Bush. In stable condition after he fell down yesterday, broke a bone in his neck, left to wear a collar for a while. He's going to stay in for observation for a couple of days, but he is A-OK. 91 years old.
I really like him. And he seems like he's had a lot of injuries lately, but he keeps on ticking, so.
Yeah, no, he's always been.
He's a tough one.
Chevy Chase always made fun of Gerald Ford. Right?
Right.
Falling down and stumbling around and stuff. Yeah, right. Okay, so George H.W. A-OK. 2016 candidates and the amount of money that is being raised. Somebody took a shot at me. Kenny, do you want to explain the question? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. There's a comment about something I said regarding the Cokes. Do you want to relay that?
Yes. Rich says, not our Rich. says, hey, Doug, do impart your in-depth knowledge on why you tossed the Koch brothers under the bus this morning.
Well, there are a couple of reasons for me doing that. One of them...
Have you been preparing your speech? Stop it. Come on. Come on. Look at her.
Well, but there are two reasons. One of them is personal, and one of them is, I suppose, political slash professional. The first one has to do with the three Koch brothers. Most of you know... that follow this, that you only see and hear about the two Koch brothers. It's always the two Koch brothers. But in fact, there was a twin.
They're diet and classic. They always forget about you.
This is Coke Zero.
Yes.
The fellow that I'm talking about is a guy named Bill Koch, who separated from the family many years ago. One of the reasons that he separated was because of the intolerance that his brothers had for other people's political point of view. The Koch brothers come from the Koch family, K-O-C-H. The father started basically a wildcatter business, and it developed into one of the world's biggest oil research and drilling operations, gas, all kinds of things. They are very wealthy people. The father started the John Birch Society, and thus the connection to the conservative side of things. Well, Bill Koch,
libertarian, really.
And Charles, yeah, kind of. Charles and Bill are twins, and they are younger than, I can't remember the other brother's name.
David and Bill are twins.
David and Bill, thank you. Charles is the older one.
Right.
Thank you, Richie. So anyway, they didn't get along because Bill didn't think they should be using family money to support various political entities.
And aspartame.
To the point that they did. What has aspartame got to do with anything?
Coke.
Keep going. Go.
Okay. So the rift started about 25 years ago, and at that point in time, the family was worth $6 billion. So they divided up everything so that Bill got $2 billion, and Charles got $2 billion, and David got $2 billion. Well, since then, the company has prospered, and now the two brothers that have stayed in the business are worth about $10 billion apiece, pretty much the same as Donald Trump, and Bill only has $2 billion. So he felt that he was owed more from certain family trusts. It gets complicated, but the point is that they went to court and they've been suing each other for years. And they don't speak to each other, and Bill is off on his own little toot. And I got to know him when I did the America's Cup race. Remember, Richie, was I doing that when we first did the America's Cup? And I haven't talked to
him
for a number of years, but I always thought he was an interesting guy. So I don't like, I throw those two Koch brothers under the bus because I think that they have,
you have a personal
said
connection
some things.
To one.
Right. They've said some things about the other brother that just weren't true. Okay, so having said that, then it comes back around to money and corporate entities, whether it's the left side or the right side. I just think it is completely wrong. They are funding some of the more conservative of the, and that's their right to do it. But I just think that it's a great example. What they do, what George Soros does, probably the two prime examples of how so much money gets funneled into the system to be used to help people get into positions of power, and then the power is used to help the people who put up the dough. And that's really my objection to it. So I'm happy to throw the Koch brothers under the bus.
Be it left or right.
It doesn't make a difference to me. I don't care. I think Soros is obnoxious. I think the Koch brothers are obnoxious in a sense. Now, the other side of it is that they are. Will you shut that damn cat up? Oh, my God.
I wonder how long it was going to take.
I'm now
like
have a new...
company of noises
I have a newfound sense of love for cats, but listening to that cat is... Really, anyway, so where was I before I was so rudely interrupted by that? How many radio programs do you know? Yeah.
Well, this all came up, not the cat, but about the Koch brothers, because we were talking earlier about Donald Trump finally filing, and that he is worth $10 billion. He's using his own money.
Yeah.
He's not taking any donations.
Right. Yeah.
So he won't be beholden to anybody, be it the Koch brothers or anybody else.
Yep, right. And so that was why I said what I did about the Koch brothers then.
Right.
And that fellow wanted to take me to task. So there you have the answer. Was that a good, complete answer? Does that satisfy everybody's curiosity about my feelings regarding the Koch brothers? One way or the other, I hope it does. I think what sort of prompted me...
Bring your cat to work day. Oh, my God. Someone killing the cat? What is going on over there?
Notice she's deaf, so she doesn't realize how loud
it is. It doesn't make it go away. She's deaf, so she can't hear herself.
She's deaf, but we're not.
I wish we were.
All right, anyway. So one of the trending stories at DougStephan.com focuses on all the money the candidates are raising and these super PACs. and how it is completely destroying our system of government. And so that story and the follow-up to it is at DougStephan.com. And then, of course, we have those first photos of Pluto and the story behind the story there. Now, one of the step-ups here is the reality of Pluto and the planets and weather on these planets. We thought one thing, about Pluto, and now it turns out that the reality there is completely different. There is actually weather that has created an atmosphere around that planet. So I'm bringing you back home here, as there is a report today that the El Nino that has been brewing for a while has been sort of a strange effect. It didn't develop for a while, Jennifer, and then it came on weak. Climatologists are struggling with how to classify it. But apparently now in the South Pacific, El Nino is coming on so strong that some people are saying it could be the strongest event, the strongest weather event to affect the planet in the past 50 years.
I say bring it on. Well, yeah, we need it.
It's just the rain. You
what happens, it usually peaks in the summertime.
Actually winter, not to correct you, but
well, if you go to the NOAA site,
it develops during summer, but it impacts us during the winter months, or at least in California, that's what it says.
Well, anyway, I'm looking at the NOAA site, predicting a 90% chance that El Nino will stay in the northern hemisphere through the winter of this year, 80% chance it could last through the spring of 2016. Major factor as we look ahead for 3 months, the seasonal outlook suggests that above normal precipitation will be the rule in the West, the Midwest. I'm not talking about where you are, Jennifer. I'm talking about the Northwest, Central and Northern Western states, and then across the Great Plains into the Corn Belt, and then below normal precipitation in the Southeast and the Mid-Atlantic states, Richie, from now. I'm talking about July, August, and September. Whereas we've had a lot of rain in these areas, it looks like it'll be normal in the Northeast. But look out in the wintertime. The influence of El Nino in California in the winter, Jennifer, you said that a minute ago. How do you read the experiences you've had in your life with El Nino, even though this is going to be the strongest one, more than you've been around 30-some-odd years? This is going to be very powerful.
El Nino has impacted Southern California before, and it's in 1997, I think, was probably the worst one. And I've read that there's been
worst means what? What is it? What is it?
It means that there was a lot of flooding and damage,
rain.
Especially in Northern California.
It brings
rain.
It's a rain influence.
It's all rain for us. That's all it is.
Right.
So that was a bad one for Northern California specifically. This one I had read, because this is a big news, because California's in a drought. So every news station in town is reporting that El Nino is coming and there's relief ahead and, you know, water, 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 but it could be so bad and everybody's going to float away and end up in the ocean. We need the rain. So if this is what's going to bring rain to us, by all means, just get ready.
Bring it
on. Prepared. But they're saying this one could be worse than the most, I guess, severe one in my lifetime, which was 97.
Right. There'd be a lot of wind and rain.
But, you know, they say these kind of things, and then something changes. The weather pattern changes.
I heard last winter was very mild in Southern California, as we can all attest to. And this next winter is supposed to be the same. That was what I heard early on. Now, this contradicts that. And it said not that it wouldn't be warm and you're going to have rain, but usually in California during the rainy months, January and February, it's 60s and wet. Or at least there's a lot of that. My experience in having gone there for the last 23 winters is that it's not always, it's better than being in New England, but it's not like being in Florida. In the sense that you don't have the warm. But last winter was wonderful. We had temperature 70, 80s all the time, Southern California. It was terrific, if you like that kind of weather. But if you're there all the time and you don't like the drought and you don't want to be paying $700 a month for water, then perhaps this will fix that up somewhat.
Yeah.
Let's talk about GenuCell, developed from plant stem cell therapy. Take care of the bags and the puffiness under your eyes. I use it. Many of the people, Roberta's going to say, I don't have it anymore. Please get me some.
Okay.
I don't have any more. Nobody sends me anything.
I know. It's if you have dark circles under your eyes, this takes care of the problem. I'm sure it is.
I need this big time.
Now, there's something new here in terms of GenuCell, the new platinum dark cell treatment, powerful all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under your eyes, circles around your eyes. You will look beautiful. It's a flawless look that works in concert with the other things in GenuCell, which is the bags of puffiness, the lines around your eyes, all of them together. So, GenuCell affects the look of your eyes, and in 12 hours you will feel and see the difference or your money back. Call right now, 800-543-9262, and get free shipping. 800-543-9262. There are three luxury gifts that come with your GenuCell order. Call today and get rid of the circles and get the platinum dark circle treatment in GenuCell by dialing 800-543-9262. Something new to get rid of the things that have been old and you're tired of looking at them. This sale will not be around forever, so call now, 800-543-9262.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program. Or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Dine Equity. Summer is the perfect time to indulge with family and friends. Applebee's is hosting Taste the Change Day to pique your appetite. Free sampler plates of the new Sriracha Shrimp and Churro S'mores appetizers will be served nationwide on July 21st. Nearly 2,000 restaurants will participate, celebrating 35 years of America's largest casual dining chain with no purchase necessary. Applebee's is updating bar and grill classics throughout the menu, has renovated its restaurants, and evolved the iconic brand. Julia Stewart is the CEO of Dine Equity.
We put our new items to the test in New York, and people who hadn't tried us in a while were blown away at how we've improved our food. Now we're giving guests around the country the same opportunity, and we're confident they will agree. Our new food and drinks are fantastic.
The free sampling will be available to dine-in guests all day, with an expected 2 million free appetizers being served. Other new items will also be offered at low sampler prices. For more, visit Applebee's.com.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Oh, Richie, thank you. 28 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Today is the 60th anniversary of the opening of Walt Disney World. Actually, no, Disneyland.
Disneyland.
And you know where the idea came from? How did Walt Disney decide to open or to build this theme park? Anybody
know? Heroin party in L.A.?
World's Fair.
Nope. Henry Ford's Greenfield Village Museum in Michigan. If you've ever been to the Henry Ford Museum,
I've been to that. Yes, a fabulous,
isn't that a great, oh my,
fabulous heaven. Museum?
And you know they were going to. Henry Ford had a great affinity for the area that I live in. My farm used to belong to Henry Ford, and the area from here over about a mile over to the Wayside Inn all belonged to Ford. He wanted to reestablish and did rebuild a lot of the cultural aspects of this area, and he wanted to put what he ended up putting in Dearborn, Michigan. He wanted wanted to put it here, but the local officials didn't want to have this sort of thing here. So he went back to where the cars were being. He said, okay, well, they don't want me to do it in Massachusetts. I'll do it back here. And he did. And then Walt Disney went to visit there in 1955 or somewhere in that vicinity, and he said, wow, if that works there, why can't I build an amusement park sort of built around the same idea? So if you go to Disney and then you go to Greenfield Village or vice versa, you will see the similarities in how they were established. So I guess it's nice to say congratulations to Disney on their anniversary, the building and opening of Disneyland in Anaheim. It's 51 after the hour. Good day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
What did you say?
Oh, I said with all due respect.
That doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
Sure as heck does.
No, it doesn't mean that.
It's in the Geneva Convention.
Look it up. No.
Man of means by no means.
No, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last. You know what I'm talking about? That phrase, trademark, not to use it as a producer, Ricky Bobby.
Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues.
Let me just quote the late, great Colonel Sanders. He said, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road.
King of the road.
Engineer on every train.
All right. Ballad, let's see, King of the Road, Roger Miller from Talladega Nights. Will Ferrell is 48 today. So, what do you remember most about that movie, Chucker? Where Chuck go?
He's an acquired taste. People really like him. I'm not the biggest fan.
No. Well, not the biggest. I'm not a biggest fan.
I think Rich
either,
likes him a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
Some of his movies, yeah, are classic.
All right, so we have movie news coming up around the corner here as Chuck Curry joins us on Good Day.
King of the Road.
If you like painting and saving,
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in high-speed 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
All right, I noticed, Chuck, that Samsung and Skybound Entertainment are working together to have the first movie made for a virtual reality headset. It's a movie called Gone. Put viewers in the middle of a 360-degree scene projected on a Samsung Gear VR device, whatever that means.
Really?
Yeah, it's it sort of sounds like the old days of Cinerama when you had surround sound and the picture was all around you. Is that really what this is?
I'm not quite sure, but technology, they're going to try to make things bigger and more inventive, and if they could sell it to the general public, that's what they're going to do. I mean, I'm not a big fan of even IMAX. I could care less if a movie's playing on the biggest screen. A decent-sized screen is fine with me. The most important thing is the quality of the story.
Yeah.
But the business has gone in a very different direction. It's really just about, for the most part, especially in the summer, giant roller coaster-type attraction films on the biggest screen possible in 3D. That's all Hollywood really cares about. Speaking of that, Marvel's Ant-Man opens tonight and is tracking at a very solid $65 million opening weekend. Reviews also solid. I'm happy for Paul Rudd. I've been a big fan. He plays the lead character, Ant-Man, in that film. I'm going to go see it tonight with my wife and daughter at 7 o'clock. Let you know what I think tomorrow. And I've always been saying, what superhero movie could derail this red-hot genre? It's not going to be one or two films, but 20th Century Fox's Fantastic Four, which opens on August 7th, I must say the trailers look pretty awful, and it makes me have almost no interest in seeing that film, which says a lot because I'm a fan of the genre. Other movie-related news, Dan Aykroyd confirmed he filmed a cameo the other day in Paul Feig's all-female Ghostbusters movie. He will not play the original Ghostbusters, but a different character in the film, and Disney announced it's planning a live-action prequel to its hit animated film Aladdin. So all old things are new again, Doug, and that trend certainly will continue for quite some time.
Paramount is bringing two upcoming movies to DVD from theaters only 2 weeks after the films wind down. This is a new deal with AMC Theaters and Cineplex for Paramount. This is usually like a 90-day wait period,
right?
Well,
you're seeing now more and more, especially with smaller films.
Yeah.
It's not...
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.